Wavesound Audiobooks presents Finding Edie by Caroline Beecham, narrated by Natalie Buscombe. If you cannot read all your books, at any rate handle them, and, as it were, fondle them. Peer into them. Let them fall open where they will. Read the first sentence that arrests the eye, then turn to another. Make a voyage of discovery, taking soundings of uncharted seas. Set them back on their shelves with your own hands. Arrange them on your own plan, so that if you do not know what is in them, you at least know where they are. If they cannot be your friends, let them at any rate be your acquaintances. Winston S. Churchill. People die, but books never die. No man and no force can take from the world the books that embody man's eternal fight against tyranny. In this war, we know, books are weapons. Franklin D. Roosevelt. Prologue. Brighton, 18th March, 1943. Alice woke with a start, seagulls screeching from the gabled rooftop. The dawn glow bled through uneven curtains, illuminating the white wicker crib that stood only a few feet away. She was curled on her side at the very edge of the bed, eye level with the crib, which sat beside the splintered paintwork of the windowsill. Her lips curved into a smile. She needed to nurse Edie now, just as the midwife had shown her the day after the birth. Alice tried to ease herself up onto one elbow, but her limbs were so weak with tiredness that her arm wouldn't support her, and she collapsed back onto the pillow. Everything was so tranquil. Edie must still be sleeping, this most precious time preserved, and all Alice could hear was her own breathing. It was clear that no one else in the guest house was awake. Her lips twitched into a half smile as she wondered if her daughter would always be so calm when she slept. Her mother had told her that she'd snored like a grown man. Alice pushed herself up again, trying to ignore the soreness and discomfort as she carefully swung her legs around and levered up with both hands. With eyes alight, she beamed in anticipation as she tilted forwards, ready to see her newborn, her face hovering over the crib. But when she looked down, it was empty. Her eyes flashed wide in horror, staring unblinking at the wrinkled cot sheet and white crocheted blanket flung over the sides.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?